Good afternoon. The Australian share market is starting to gather some momentum now. We've had Aussie shares rise for three consecutive sessions. The ASX 200 up by about 0.5%, finishing up at 5,785. So once again, closing in on 5,800 points, which has been quite a strong level of resistance for a number of months now. So it seems that all the concerns we had last week about North Korea and the US and conflicts in that area of the world have been put to one side for the time being. We had slightly more winners than losers across the local market today. The big standout though was Aveo Group. This is the owner of 89 retirement villages across the country. Certainly has been on the receiving end of plenty of bad press in recent months, but today its shares were up 11%. That was largely thanks to its profit results today, which were better than expected. We also had some standouts, including Woodside Petroleum, one of the big energy groups, was up approximately 3% for most of the session and posted almost a 50% jump in half-year profit. And that's been aided most by a lift in oil prices and also a reduction in cost as well. Origin Energy was another standout. It rose by between 5 and 6% for most of the session. A little puzzling at first, perhaps, because the energy group had a 2.2 billion dollar loss for the past year. That was largely driven by some substantial write-downs of the value of its LNG business in Queensland. Keep in mind, there were some positives though. It has decided not to pay a dividend, but it's substantially paid off its debt. So almost $1 billion lower than its target over the year. And it also has plans on cutting debt even further in 2018. In addition to this, Origin is quite a heavily short sold stock. So perhaps some short covering taking place, pushing the shares a little bit higher today. CSL, the largest company in the healthcare industry, was down quite substantially today. It disappointed investors with its profit results, which only lifted by about 8%. And Fairfax Media, the media group, returned to profitability, making around $80 million or so for the past year. And Domain, it will be in fact spun off in coming months. It released some details about this earlier on in the day. On the economic front today, we had the latest wages growth numbers showing that wages are still growing very slowly, but we might be at a turning point. We've had four straight months of strong jobs growth and also a lift in the minimum wage as well. Tonight, we've got the Fed Reserve's minutes released and an update on crude inventories in the US, which can move oil prices, and the Aussie dollar's at 78.4.